Bob Woodruff, Crusader for Brain-Injured Veterans.
Making a difference in your world.
As a journalist, Bob Woodruff has gone to Iraq several times to report on the progress of the war there. It was on his seventh visit to Iraq in January 2006 that he was injured. He was taping a report from a tank on patrol when it was struck by an improvised explosive device.
This bomb exploded 20 feet on this side, pierced through my head this way. The blood was coming out of my neck. The translator that was in me, in the tank with us, when I fell into the tank, he put his hand over my neck to stop the bleeding from pouring out. If he had not done that, I probably would not have survived.
Doctors removed part of Woodruff's skull because his brain was swelling. He was put into a medically induced coma for more than a month because his injuries were so severe. Yet he recovered.
Good evening. I'm Bob Woodruff.
Bob Woodruff is back at ABC. His first television special was on what happened to him and the thousands of U.S. troops who have suffered traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
Those that have lost their legs or their arms, we know what we need to do to try to get them to walk again, to move again. For those that come back with PTSD from multi-deployments in the war, so they've been away from their families in very dangerous and frightening situations, and those with traumatic brain injury, TBI, what is the effect on that? That's hard not only to define, but also to analyze, and then ultimately to cure.
But many U.S. veterans do not get the medical care they need. So along with his wife, Lee, Woodruff started the Bob Woodruff Foundation to help injured service members, veterans, and their families. Lee Woodruff says the foundation has raised some $2 million.
We're asking every American to give $1 for the 1.65 million who have cycled through Iraq and Afghanistan.
It is important, she says, because her husband's treatment and recovery are the exception.
Bob is not the norm. And so when I talk to families and they look at me and they say, you know, maybe my husband can, you know, come back the way Bob has, I always try not to overpromise, because Bob is truly and honestly a miracle. He's a miracle from a medical standpoint. Everything from his injuries and where they happened and where they didn't hit were miraculous, and his recovery is miraculous.
The day we visited his home, Bob Woodruff made breakfast for the twins, Nora and Claire, who were 6 years old when he was wounded. But he says the violence in Iraq and Afghanistan and how he can make a difference are never far from his mind. I'm Bernard Chessman for VOA's Making a Difference in Rye, New York.
In-person English, thank you for listening. 请推荐给身边的好友。